This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. As usual, it's always a 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you are on it. Anyway, so welcome aboard. Like I said, we've just got all kinds of things going for you here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to talk a little bit about the poop patrol. I just can't get, you know, we're obsessing with poop. We're taking you into the world of San Francisco, which needs to be cleaned up. Now, I guess they got the cleanup squad now, pressure washing the sidewalks. And, you know, it's a perfect place for disease, right? San Francisco. Because you got so much feces on the ground. I know, this is just not the way. And for those of you that are waking up with a nice cup of brew, by the way, Agenda 21 Radio, brew is in hand right now. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we just made some new brew this morning. Pot deux. We're on pot deux. Those of you that are not familiar with pot deux, it's not the second joint, it's the second pot of coffee. Jeez, you guys. Second. You see what we go through in this liberated, a very liberal America today, right? The giant grinding sound that you hear every morning when you wake up is Donald Trump. Because remember, yesterday Donald Trump was your president. Today Donald Trump is your president. And tomorrow, Donald Trump will be your president. Just to give you a little bit of a heads up, what do you think? I think so. I think it's just appropriate, don't you? I think it's absolutely appropriate that we talk about Donald J. Trump as our president every single day and celebrate it as we do anyway. So what in the world is going on with the economic recovery? And you know what? I want to play this. This came, I heard Stuart Varney this morning, and I want to play this because I think it's very appropriate. We're going to probably be getting some commentary from Chris Street, actually, about what's going on with the economy and all that other good stuff. And I'm telling you, it is just, the economy is booming in the United States of America. And, of course, in California, it's not. That's the other thing. What's going on there? Where are they going to bust the economy out, right? Because the economy will be bust in California. And we know that. We know that. We're going to see about getting some numbers and all that other good stuff. But the economy in America is doing just fine.
A big day on Wall Street as the S&P 500, NASDAQ closed at record highs after months-long recovery.
So, can we expect the numbers to continue to climb?
Let's dial in Stuart Varney. We saw him approach the bench earlier, host of Varney & Company on Fox Business. Stuart, I read this morning that the expectations of earnings had been dialed back, but now all the companies, it seems, a majority of them, are exceeding expectations.
Yes, we're in earnings season. That's the time when the big corporations tell us, how much money did you make? That's what they're telling us right now. The expectation was that profits would go down. Instead, we've got profits going up very nicely. I challenge you, go and look at your 401k, look at your IRA. I'll guarantee you will smile, because since President Trump was elected in November of 2016, the value of all stocks has gone up by $9.4 trillion. Middle America's got a piece of that. Your 401k, your pension plan, you got a piece of that. And it's gone up like that because of the Trump growth agenda. It has been wildly successful. The economy is expanding, the market's at record highs. And I know your question was, will it continue? And my answer is, yes, it will continue if profits continue to go to record levels.
And Twitter released its quarterly earnings, how much money they've made in the last quarter. And that's why it went up yesterday. Today, you've got Facebook, Microsoft, Tesla, and Boeing releasing. What can we expect?
The big ones are Microsoft and Facebook. Giant technology companies will get their results at 4 o'clock Eastern time this afternoon. Both stocks, Microsoft especially, and I declare my interest, I've got some Microsoft stock, they've been going up rapidly in advance of the official numbers. That suggests a very strong report. We'll see at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
There's a report suggesting the president's tax cuts help some states and their revenues rebound. That's the opposite of what Democrats predicted.
Well, that is accurate. I believe 41 states are now bringing in more money than they did, I think, 10 years ago before the crash. So you're back to where you were before the crash. That is entirely the result of President Trump's growth agenda. The economy is growing 3%, maybe a bit more than that, 3%. The stock market record highs. In comes the money to state governments. It's a success story. It's the Trump growth agenda success story. Case closed.
Real quick.
No, not
it's
closed.
It's a success story, but you don't hear about it on a lot of the other channels.
Oh, gee, I wonder why. I mean, you're not going to see anything really positive about President Trump, whether it's politics, diplomacy, markets, or economy. You won't see positive stuff in the establishment media. You won't see it. Come to Fox Business and Varney and Company, and we'll set you straight.
You know, Stuart Varney, he's I like him. There's, you know, the Fox Business, I'm much more fond of than Fox General. That's for obvious. And you got pockets of Fox that you like, you know, and you like some of the people some of the time. I got to say that Ed Henry, I was paying attention this morning, and I only caught maybe 10 minutes of Fox and Friends. And I'll tell you, he is a great fit on that couch. Just my saying, I'm saying, you know. You want to make a personnel change, Fox, then I think Ed Henry's the guy that needs to be in that couch every single day. He has so much dignity and quality to his statements. I know he had the little tete-a-tete thing and they suspended him and they brought him back and all that stuff. But, you know, that's long ago. He has just set, he's such a high-caliber reporter that I really think he fits there, brings a lot of class to that couch. That's just me. But, you know, now I'm not pushing anything about, you know, I would never say to Fox News, you guys need to do your, of course, I just wouldn't say that. I'm just suggesting it. Ed Henry, I think, is quite an addition on that program. That's just a programming note, perhaps. A programming note. Anyway. Okay, so we got a lot of other things covering here on Agenda 20. I'm looking at the clock. Wow. Okay, slow down, clock. Slow down. Let's slow everything down. Calm down. I know I had some coffee. We're on pot deux. And I'm telling you, we're just getting ramped up here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be talking about the border issue again. There's going to be some things that are going to be coming up there. And we're going to be looking, of course, at New California stuff. There's lots of things happening in New California. We just read yesterday for New California. We just read, are you ready for this? Grievance number 65. And they are starting to resonate. I'm telling you. You know, you have to get up to, you know, 60, 70 grievances before people start paying attention. No problem. No issue. We're going there. In fact, we're going to go to 95 grievances. 95 grievances. And we got all kinds of stuff coming up, too, also we're going to be talking about with New California, getting you ready for it. Go to the store on newcaliforniastate.com and pick up your gear, if you will. That's always a nice way to spend the day is looking at all that gear and buying it. My flags and everybody got the flags thing going on. A lot of counties are putting out those flags, and a lot of, well, it's kind of interesting the feedback we're getting from the counties out there about the new California state flags that we're starting to fly and see on flagpoles, which is also, you know, very, very interesting to see. Anyway, we got a break coming up, and we come back from the break more about what is going on in, we'll touch a little bit about San Francisco and Silicon Valley, because, you know, I told everybody about my trip to Silicon Valley last week, and wow, all of a sudden, we find out that somebody deliberately drives a car into eight people yesterday in Silicon Valley, right where I was at. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Driver deliberately plows into pedestrians in Silicon Valley. Man arrested after he drove into a crowd on sidewalk and left 8 people, including a 13-year-old, seriously injured. Nice, huh? Nice, real nice. We just what we want. Just what we want. Now this, I believe, Silicon Valley, Sunnyvale, that's where I was. In Sunnyvale, good old Sunnyvale. The group were crossing the street at 6:30 p.m. on El Camino Real Road, Sunnyvale. That's where I was at. Well, see, El Camino Real means the King's Highway. And all throughout California, at least from San Diego all the way up into San Francisco and I believe into Sonoma, you've got what's known as Highway 1, and that's known as the El Camino Real, parts of 101 and 1. And El Camino Real, they have these little standards up with bells, and they're supposed to be the trail, if you will, the old trail, and the King's Road. That's called El Camino Real. Sunnyvale police say the driver appeared to hit the crowd intentionally. Witnesses have confirmed there was no sign of the car attempting to stop. The driver was arrested, and cops are yet to determine a motive. Now, this is from the Daily Mail. California police, that's the way they put it, have arrested a man who deliberately drove his car onto the sidewalk and plowed into a crowd of 8 pedestrians, including a 13-year-old boy, as they were preparing to cross the street. The horrific crash took place in Sunnyvale at 6:40 p.m. Tuesday evening last night. A black 2012 Toyota Corolla was seen approaching a busy intersection between El Camino Real and Sunnyvale Saratoga Road. I was right there near a mall, right? I know exactly where this is. When the driver drove into the crosswalk, then onto the sidewalk where he continued to hit pedestrians. Jim Choi, Captain Police, said. Sunnyvale Police Department. The crowd was standing at the side of the road awaiting to cross and reportedly had the signal to walk when the car sped towards them and didn't stop until it smashed into a tree. There you go. Terrorism home. When cops arrived to the scene, 3 of the victims were found in critical condition. 8 of the pedestrians injured were taken to hospitals. One of them was just 13 years old. Yikes, oh, mikes. Let's see. They've got a video here. Let's see if we can get it to play right. It's just background. Oh, and there's bicycles. Wow. 2 bicycles. Yep. This is in the crowd. Yep. This is exactly where I was the other day. Looks familiar. So this is the camera angle and stuff like that that they're showing and giving you a little bit of play-by-play. People on the streets walking around, kind of stymied. You got medical people there, the Sunnyvale police, and. This is an act of terrorism, looks like. I mean, I know, you'd think that we could call it terrorism, but they won't call it that until they really do an investigation. Maybe the pedal stuck in his car, right? As it careened off, deliberately plowing into people. Let's see, how else can we say this? 2 bicycles injured also. Of course, I have this big thing, you heard me talking about this, there's the bike lane right there. Well, actually, no bike lane there. Oh, I don't know what street that is. That's the other intersection. Okay, I get that. They have bike lanes there. Everybody just kind of standing around after the event. But this is kind of what we're seeing here in this whole... Oh, there's the car. Picture of the car. It's all smashed against a tree. No idea who the driver is yet. At least we haven't figured it out. Yeah, there's a good picture in bicycles, yeah, and all that stuff. It happened around 6. No, see, one says 6:30, one says 4:30. I'm a little confused. Twisted bikes could be seen inside the road. Seen after driver intentionally drove into it. There's no commentary, of course. I have to give you the play-by-play commentary on all these stuff. So it gives more pictures and flashing around. This says the chief of police said there was no ongoing threat to the community and the driver was there only was their only suspect. The involvement of alcohol and drugs is a further avenue of investigation. The driver has not been named and has so far not been charged. Interesting. That's very interesting. Maybe today I'll check some other sources. I'm going to do it right now. I want to track down the name of the person. Because if this is so common that if you are an illegal foreign national or if you have a Muslim last name, they're not going to release the names. But if you're a white guy, they're going to release the names. Now, that's a fact. If you have a European name, they're going to put your name out there right away. That's what they always do. That you talk about bigotry. I mean, I'm just bringing that up as a fact. This is what they do. There's something wrong with that picture, if you know what I mean, when they deliberately do that. And we had this one row a couple, was it a year ago? They had something like this. Oh, I know. It was by the 680 freeway, I believe, down there. A guy going about 100 miles an hour plows into a parked CHP, kills the driver in the CHP, kills the highway patrolman. And they won't release the name of the guy. So I called the highway patrol and hounded them. And I said, look, I'm a reporter on a deadline. What's that name? Well, we're going to release it later today. Well, later today comes and goes, and of course they haven't done that. Are we going to release it tomorrow? So a week later, they still haven't released the name. Okay? So, and I'm on to them now, and they're not happy. And finally, I get connected up to him, and I said, this is, you know, really outrageous. We're going to FOIA. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. So finally, and I wasn't the only one. There was other reporters demanding to find out the name. And guess what the guy's name was? Muhammad Ali. And that we found out even weeks after that. Right. But, you know, if it's a citizen of the United States, I rest assured, especially with a European last name, boy, they will name him right away. There's something wrong with that picture. It says Sunnyvale Police Department. This is from ABC. I'm going to dig into this now. Was he drunk? Was he stoned? Whatever. Was he on marijuana? Now, there is a question that should be asked. You know, what was his THC level? Hello? Because you know, though, these people that drive around stoned. The number of stoned drivers is really, really escalating in California. Because what's happening is that the policing departments are able to better judge who's under the influence of marijuana and other drugs than ever before because they're being trained up in it. And things are sticking in court whenever they find a drugged driver, on marijuana in particular. This is their report. So the report by the Daily Mail, 640, was wrong. At 440, it was 640. Around 640 p.m., a man in a dark sedan was seen by witnesses speeding through the busy intersection before plowing through the group of people. Okay, now this is, well, the lead in says, Sunnyvale Department of Public Safety says, is that a police department? Says a man deliberately drove into a group Tuesday night. Says, looks like it might have been an intentional act. All right. This quote says, might have been. Doesn't show any sign of or evidence of breaking. You know, I'm going to back away from a, investigators are looking at a possible motive and whether alcohol and drugs played a role. Drug driving, just my suspicion. I'm just throwing it out there. Sheer speculation because I have no more data. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back. Hello. Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're back here. We're back. And we're doing our normal morning perusals of the dam of Oroville. And, of course, I'm not going to get into this right now. I'll get into the third hour. Uh-huh. The cameras are down, of course. They don't want you to see things, so they're down. Interesting how this all plays out now, isn't it? I mean, I'm just saying it's really, really interesting how this whole thing plays out. Yeah, they're down. Nothing like being down for the count. So anyway, this is chat is disabled, Orville stay disabled, everything's disabled. I hate it when it's disabled. You know, our YouTube, all these things are on disability right now. All these programs. I hate it when this happens. A little disability problem going on. Maybe we'll get something. I get a little testy about these things, right? I have no idea why that would happen to be, right? We'll see another person's things. Ah, we got something here. Yeah, they've got something. It's not much, though. They're not showing you what is going on at the dam. Okay, we take it. We take it. We get it. We understand what your problem is. We absolutely do. So, I'm sorry, it's just... And then they got police scanners. Do they have scanners on that one? No scanners. So in other words, you have a video, you see the dam, and then you hear the police scanners going on. Things are going kind of crazy. The dam is filling up, of course. It's up. It's got to be 876 or 870, maybe 877, which kind of is a big, you know, a big deal to have it up so high, isn't it? I mean, it really is to have it up so high. And, well, especially because you have a headwork and gates that are in failure mode. That's part of the problem, right? Part of the problem. So this is where we're at with all this right now, over there. And we're going to stay there with it, I guess. Yeah. So let's get back to the real stuff that's going on here. I think that's probably the most important thing. Has the Democratic Party decided to leave everybody behind? I think so. It hits new levels of radicalism. This is something that for the Democrats is going to be a big problem this year. And I think that I really believe we left this off with the economy with Stuart Varney. And I really do believe that in the end here, the end game, for the Trump presidential election in 2020 is going to come down to the economy. And there is no there. There is not one person in the field. Now there's 20, by the way, that are running for president. There's not one person in the field who's offering any kind of economic plan that is visible out there. Not one. I mean, and they're throwing out all these different star names, stargazers, if you will. And they're just out there going, yeah, we think we can be president. I mean, you know, you got a 39-year-old who thinks she's going to be president because they've got no credentials, done nothing in their lives, they've become a mayor, not accomplished in business or anything. Everything's been given to them. They're socialists. They've come from the socialist background. Do they have any kind of concept of what it would be like to run actually a government, let alone a business or anything like that? See, there's not one Bernie Sanders. What business has he done? He's written a book, and he got a couple million bucks, and he's a multimillionaire now. How's that socialism working out for you, Bernie? I mean, seriously, how's it working out for you? You think that the Trump, if Bernie is the candidate, do you think that, and again, you've heard me stick up for Bernie and support Bernie. How odd is that, right? Well, Bernie wasn't given a fair fight in the 2016 elections in California. I'll always bring that up. And he wasn't. They stole that election fair and square from Bernie. Hillary Clinton did, right? Just like they stole the election from the Republicans in 2018 fair and square, right, in California? Sure, with the ballot harvesting thing that they legalized. That's illegal in just about every other state. Yeah, so this is how it works in California. So I stuck up for Bernie. Now, but, you know, when you get into the socialist thing now, Bernie, I just can't do it, brother. I just can't do it. And remember, he is an honest socialist. He tells you he's a socialist. So that's a little disarming, but let's not be disarmed by what his ideology is, please. Okay? You cannot be disarmed by the socialist mindset. You just cannot do that. You cannot be disarmed by that. So Bernie Sanders, is he your best bet? And then there's Joe Biden. So those are your top two on the Democratic side. Now, will either one of them, will they join forces to beat Donald Trump? And the answer is no. In fact, if that's the best they've got, you know, they're in trouble. Really, they are. I mean, I don't see them beating Trump at all, not even remotely closely. Trump's coming from a complete power point right now. He's just got, I mean, look at what's happening with Trump. And remember, we woke up this morning, he was still president, and tomorrow morning we're going to wake up and he's still president. And yesterday and the day before that, all those days passed, he was our president. I hate it when this happens. So the longer he's in office and the longer this economy builds and he gets judges in, the worse it is for the liberals. Absolutely the worst it is for the liberals. Okay? And it's going to be destructive to him, to Bernie, and to Biden. To the point where they're not going to be competitive at all. This is looking like a Ronald Reagan romp. He could, you know, Trump could conceivably take 48, 49 states minimum. Except California, except maybe New California. There's a thought. What if there is a 51st state? Huh? If there is a 51st state, then guess what? Guess what? It could be a game changer, right? A major league game changer is what it could be. And I think it could happen. I really do. I think it could happen. I think New California is going to happen sooner than you think. Events are moving quickly. And people are going to try and stop, you know, stop New California. We get that. We get that. We understand that. But the bottom line is, it's not going to happen. They won't be able to stop it, which is like the wonderful, wonderful, powerful thing that happens with New California. And, you know, but I'm going to get back into this presidential thing. If you think that Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden can lead any kind of frontal assault to Donald Trump and his 2020 chances of winning, you're crazy, because it's just not going to happen. People, listen, I'm telling you, people are sick and tired of being sick and tired, literally. I go back to San Francisco, the poop capital of the world. People are tired of that there. They're so sick and tired of it. And, of course, who brought it to them? Gavin Newsom, the current governor of California. See, Gavin was out of control. So out of control, he couldn't control his bowels or the bowel movements of other people. I mean, when you can't govern, you know, I mean, you can't control people's bowels, right? Well, no. I mean, people should have a the government. That's kind of an absurd thing, but no. When you legalize these things, you're just saying to everybody, "Go ahead, open up your bowels and your ureter. Just go ahead anywhere you want. It's okay." And that's what they did in San Francisco. They just got public defecation and urination were legalized in San Francisco. So does it surprise you that they have this pile of poop there? That's what socialism brings. I don't think Trump is going to lose in 2020. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And we're checking out the scene here on Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're just checking it out. Checking out our own show. What do you think? Anyway, so Maxine Waters, where she's been. Unbelievable. I mean, again, I don't want to focus on the California politicians or anything like that, but Maxine Waters, come on, give me a break. Maxine Waters. See if we can, we got a little play thing going on here. I don't know if we're going to get into this right now, but Maxine Waters has been, of course, a big, you know, a big problem for a lot of people, and it's the mouth. She's got no there. You know, you talk about the height of corruption in politics, in her district down there in South Los Angeles, by the airport, actually, LAX, Inglewood, that area. She's never seen in her district. She's never there. There's no there for her. She's never there. And, you know, you wonder about that. You really wonder why in the world she can get away with what she gets away with, but she gets away with it. She gets away with it. Anyway, just a little bit of a... If you're a politician like Maxine, and everybody else is poor in your district, that's okay. Because you're rich, you don't even live in your own district that you represent. You live up in Hollywood, in about a $7 million home. Did you know that? That's what she does. That's what she does. So this is not necessarily something that's, you know, unheard of, just something that happens, right, with Maxine Waters. The hypocrisy of the woman is just amazing. And then she comes out and she wants to impeach Trump, right? Again, where's the judge? It's not there because California is giving her cover, and the socialists in California are protecting her. That's the reality. And we're going to call it out like it is. That's the reality. She's being protected by the socialists of our state, and, of course, the socialists of the Democratic Party. We have to start calling it like it is, guys. I mean, seriously, you have to. If we don't call it like it is, then we're going to be in a little bit of trouble, huh? What do you think? Call it like it is so we're not in so much trouble. That's really kind of what we got going on. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Let's see. What do we got going on here? Yeah, well, now we got... I'm checking it out here. See what's going on. Seeing what is happening. Yeah. Well, now we got... Okay, now we're all right. Okay. Anyway, we're checking out all of our radio signals and all that good stuff to make sure that we're all doing the right thing in the right place at the right time. And it appears that we are. So, getting into Maxine Waters, I was trying to get this audio clip off of YouTube about her, but I don't think I'm going to be successful doing it. I hope this player doesn't play at the wrong time. Anyway, so Maxine Waters wanting to impeach the president. She's the hardcore one. Here is the problem. that she has. Her leadership now, her leadership, Nancy Pelosi, does not want to get into that, nor does anybody else, apparently. The young ones want to get into it. The old ones don't. I think they should. Mix it up. Go right ahead and watch what happens. They'll lose seats like you can't believe around the United States. Now, California, different issue, right? But around the United States, they'll lose seats like crazy. That's exactly what happened when Newt Gingrich impeached, when he led the charge to impeach Clinton. Even though there were real, real, real charges against Clinton, here you have no charges. In fact, they found nothing on Trump. So that's the only political base they have. This is what I'm saying about Donald Trump winning. He's going to win because they're going to lose, because they're already losing. In fact, we're watching them do the losing now. By talking about the Green Deal. Can you imagine the Green Deal? I mean, this whole green economy that they're talking about. And de Blasio wants to retrofit skyscrapers. Too much sky pollution. What is with that guy? Listen, this is what these people do at the end. Their end game is here. Their end game is here. And people have seen it, and they've had enough. And that's why I say that Donald Trump is going to win. He's going to win. They're going to lose. Because he's got all the facts behind him. He's got everything behind him. And, of course, the economy is exploding. Now, in the next hour, we're going to be bringing up Chris Street. And he's going to be talking about this super economy that is going on. And, of course, the problems in all the things facing California, we'll be talking about that. And, of course, what happened, I guess later today, we're going to find out about Facebook and some of the other big tech leaders out there and how they performed last year. And it's going to be interesting to see how the two big performers, they're going to talk about Netflix and Facebook. I think that's their reporting. I could be wrong about that later today. Now, we're watching this economy in California very, very carefully because, you know, we know that they're not pulling in the type of money that they need to be solvent. And then they've got this other problem at the Oroville Dam. I mean, this is a multi-billion dollar problem that they have at the Oroville Dam, folks. An absolute multi-million, billion-dollar problem. So when you take a look at California's economy, and by the way, California did not benefit by getting more taxes money in from federal returns and so on based upon Donald Trump's economic plan. Now, some corporations benefited greatly, but it doesn't seem like as if Californians, because of the way the laws are structured here in California, got any benefit. Because they're taxing everything in California. They're taxing everything in California. So it's kind of like a no-win situation for California in the long run, if you know what I mean. So that's good for New California. That's why I say we are watching the critical things going on at the Oroville Dam. Because if, in fact, like this is what people are starting to look at and say is an absolute economic blow-up, $1.1 billion lost in the development of this dam. Redevelopment, the rebuild of the spillway and all that. That's a huge economic blow to California. California state, anyway. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Ocasio-Cortez called out for social media silence in wake of Sri Lanka terror attacks. Huh. Well, you know, she supports the Muslim Brotherhood, I'm sure. Right? This is from, who is this? This is New York Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is being slammed over social media silence in the wake of the Easter Sunday terror attacks in Sri Lanka. It says the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack, which left 359 people dead and shared images purporting to show that the seven bombers who blew themselves up at three churches and three hotels on Sunday was very graphic. The government also confirmed that the attacks came from Islamic fundamentalists. Which, remember, so now she's very quiet about, the good brothers died for the cause, right, Ocasio? Yet Ocasio-Cortez, who has previously been quick to comment on other terror attacks, such as the Christchurch mosque shooting in March, hasn't yet said anything regarding the tragedy in Sri Lanka, which took the lives of several American citizens. Almost kind of feels an Obama-esque response, doesn't it? Twitter-obsessed AOC posted 14 times about the terror attack on Muslims in New Zealand, but has posted nothing about the terror attacks on Christians by Muslims extremists. Very odd, the DailyMail.com editor Piers Morgan tweeted. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Chris Street's coming up next. And remember to visit our website, 821R.com and NewCaliforniaState.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN,
American Exceptionalism News Network.